Hey everybody, this is Rick Bonkowski from the Amped Up to 11 podcast. We are in Chicago today at the Levitate Sport test run. Amputees are coming here today to try these blades, give them a test run for free. We're going to meet a lot of different amputees today. It's a very, very exciting day for us. We are on location in Chicago, and we're going to be checking out these cool blades from Levitate, so stay tuned.
At Levitate, we just believe that amputees should have affordable access to sports equipment, which is not covered by medical insurance. We make a blade in a box for $2,000 that allows amputees to get out there and be active and do all the things that able-bodied people can do. We go around the country doing these test run events. We have 10 on the calendar for this year. And at a Levitate test run, we invite amputees to come out. It's completely free of charge. And they can come out and try a Levitate blade in a safe and supportive environment with medical professionals on hand. And then that way they can determine whether or not a blade is right for them. We've been doing it for a couple of years, and I would say, yeah, the response has been great. We predominantly get first timers, you know, people who have never, ever tried a blade. You know, people who have been amputees 10, 15, 20, even 30 years, and have never even been given the opportunity to try a blade, let alone own one at any affordable price.
Hey everybody, we've got Julian here. Julian, where are you from?
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Came all the way from Milwaukee. How far of a drive is that?
What is it, like maybe almost two hours.
Not okay, even, like so far, was it worth it?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, upon putting like getting fitted for it and just being able to feel like a rebound and reflex in my left leg now.
How'd you hear about Levitate?
Through Instagram.
Through Instagram?
Yes.
So you saw some social media posts?
Yeah, I tattoo for a living, and a lady I tattooed has an organization up in Green Bay.
Okay.
And she had like kind of led me onto a bunch of adaptive lifestyle.
Awesome.
What it handles.
Yeah, and how long have you been an amputee?
Since 2001, June 2001.
Okay.
So fairly soon, fairly recent.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome to see you moving. I was watching you a little bit earlier.
Yep.
Seems like you acclimated almost immediately to the new blade, if you want to hold this up for everyone. Levitate blade right here, guys. And I wish you fitness and good health and all the things that go with being active.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being on the program.
Right on.
And we'll be watching you today, okay?
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Hey, everybody. We've got Josh here from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Hey, how's
Josh,
it going?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
What are you expecting to accomplish today with Levitate?
Just to get it tuned up nice and good. I've had it for about a month. So
you've had it for a month. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So give us some feedback on your month with the running blade.
So I got it through the Heather Abbott Foundation.
Okay.
And it was just a lifesend. The day I got it, I went and ran almost like a mile immediately.
Really?
Yeah, and I've had like other feet that I get on eBay and stuff. I don't really have like insurance. And I do all my own repairs and stuff. So I snapped the front of this whole thing off.
Amazing.
And I just kind of use JB Weld on it. But
that's awesome.
But
awesome.
Yeah, I love being active. And this is really like taking it to the next level.
How long have you been an amputee?
For like 5 years I think it's 5 years. 2017, September 8th is when it happened.
And once you were able to get hooked up with Levitate, was that like kind of like a game-changing moment for you?
Yeah, it was. My fiance, she told me about them, and she was researching legs and stuff because I was always complaining about like how all my sockets, like they're individual to each leg. I can't swap one to the other without having to swap pylons and all that stuff.
And does this make it a little more interchangeable for you?
Yeah, it's great. All the stuff they send you in the mail, it's like, it took me like literally 10 minutes to put this all together. And
wow.
And then you match the height and everything to your other kneecap and stuff. And it just worked really amazing.
That's fantastic.
It just was so cool how they give you the whole kit to work and everything. And it worked awesome.
Well, I think it's awesome. I can't wait to see you out there moving around. Okay, everyone, this is Josh from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody. We've got Madeline here. Madeline, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. And are you a Chicago native now?
No, currently I live in Madison, Wisconsin, so. Oh,
no kidding. So you did travel to get here?
I did travel to get here, but not quite as far as I would have traveled from Virginia.
I see. So how long have we been an amputee?
Just about 2.5 years. 2.5 years in like 4 days or something, I don't know.
Okay, and when did you hear about Levitate?
I actually heard about Levitate before I became an amputee, from somebody I saw at some time on social media. But, you know, didn't care very much until after.
We don't care about these things until we lose a limb.
Yeah, right.
And I saw you out there a bit. You seemed very comfortable. What's your first impressions of the running blade?
Yeah, the foot that I have is like of the type that's very blade-like, like the C-shape.
Got it.
So, of course, I'm like, you know, I wasn't expecting it to feel the same as that, but I was shocked at how different it felt. You know, like, it's very weird because, of course, like, you're not balancing the same. You don't have a heel. It's much taller.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, you have the extra space. So it's very cool. I'm very into it. It's definitely more of an, you know, of course, hubris. It's more of an adjustment than I thought it was going to be.
And do you think that this type of a system is going to give you some more opportunities to do some things maybe you couldn't have before?
Oh, totally. 100%. Yeah. I have tried to run on occasion in the foot that I have, and it's just not quite, like, if you're going uphill, it's okay, but it's just not quite possible. Opportunities abound, as they say.
That's awesome. So glad to meet you. That is Madeline, originally from Arlington, Virginia.
Yes.
But now living
in Madison, Wisconsin.
In Madison, Wisconsin. Awesome.
Awesome.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Hey everyone, Casey's here, AKA Birdie. Where are you from, Birdie?
Today I'm from Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. I am an Indiana native at the moment as well. So you're kind of part of what I call home right now. How long have you been an amputee?
So this June will be my second year.
Second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's this amputee world been like for you?
Honestly, for me, it's been something that's been better than my previous life. I'm one of the few that had a non-traumatic amputation. I actually chose to become a bilateral amputee, had a chance to have a better life,
yeah.
And I've been able to actually succeed in that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guts to make that decision.
Yeah, for the first time in my life, I'm able to walk around without the need of any assistive devices.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool for me.
Yeah, and what do you think of these running blades from Levitate?
Honestly, I never had, you know, that chance to run in my life. And so this has been, like, a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely want to get a pair for myself. I feel very bouncy and light and just energetic.
All that energy return you're getting.
Oh yeah, you can definitely feel it. It is impossible to stand still in these.
Yeah, and do you think this is gonna, if you can get your hands on these, which it seems like everyone is gonna have this accessibility to these pieces of technology, what would be the thing that you would wanna do once you get your hands on these running blades?
Honestly, the biggest thing is just to figure out how to run, first of all, but then probably I wouldn't want to take them off. Like, I would just see me in the grocery store, you know, riding on the cart with them.
Absolutely. Well, watch out. Birdie's going to be coming your way and she's going to be moving fast. Thanks for being on the show. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Hey everyone, we are lucky enough to have with us Jerry. Jerry, where are you from?
I'm currently from Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
So came from Missouri to come to Levitate today.
Yes, we drove up to Missouri. We saw that you guys had an event here and I happened to be off, so we decided to make a weekend out of it and come enjoy Chicago and also participate with Levitate here.
That's awesome. And how long have you been an amputee?
I've been an amputee for about a year and a half.
Pretty new amputee.
Fairly new, adapting to it.
Yeah.
Good to be back on my feet.
Yeah. And what do you think of the blade so far?
I think the blade is wonderful. My only issue is my socket is still not the perfect fit. But once I get a better fit, I think the blade will definitely be in my future as I like to get back to running.
And as your limb matures, I'm in my seventh year. So as your limb matures and, you know, kind of reforms, let's call it, you'll find that your sockets fit better. You won't have as many issues. At least that was my experience. I definitely struggled in my first couple years just getting the exact right kind of fit where things felt good and I felt comfortable. But kudos to you to actually forge ahead and still put a blade on that socket and, you know, try to get more active again. It's very inspirational for other amputees to see you in this space so early in your amputee journey. And what are your fitness goals right now?
At the moment, I think ultimately is get back, do more cardio. I think what I missed the most is just running.
Yep.
At the moment, I'm getting by on the elliptical, but it's just not the same.
Yep.
You know, I purchased the Forever Foot.
Okay.
Yeah, after trying the Full Hour All Pro, mm-hmm. I thought at the carbon blade shape, I think I really loved it. The lightweight, how it adapts to uneven terrain.
Yep.
So once I knew that the Full Hour All Pro was a good fit for me, I immediately just purchased the Forever Foot. And honestly, I haven't gone back to my original foot. I had a hydraulic foot to begin with.
Yep, I've had one as well.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
Yep, no, that's wonderful. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming on the podcast and telling us a little bit about your story. Everyone, this is Jerry. Wish him luck with his new blade.
All right, good to meet you, Rick.
Awesome, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey everybody, we have a very, very special guest at the Levitate Test Run in Chicago. This is Mr. David Rotter. Say hello, David, to our audience.
Hello, audience.
This is kind of a surreal moment for me because David happens to be my prosthetist, and he was nice enough to come here today and help all these amputees get fitted with some cool running blades from Levitate. What are your initial impressions of what you see here today?
Well, first of all, just the fact that there's community over here, whenever I see like a gathering of amputees and kind of that sense of community starts to develop, that's always like very heartwarming and encouraging to me. And it kind of feeds the fuel of like why I love doing what I'm doing and working with awesome guys like you. And I like whenever you have kind of like an independent initiative, like there's a guy in Denmark who decided people should have better access to blades. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. So to be kind of supportive of that is great. It's great. So.
It's wonderful for you to be here. We're looking at some kind of baby bird new amputees.
Yeah.
And we're also looking at some veterans here that seem to already have a pretty good fitness level, but I'm surprised that most of them seem to be kind of adapting very quickly to that type of technology, which is very encouraging.
So I think as soon as a running blade is aligned correctly and kind of, you know, set up appropriately, people just take to it and they're like, oh my God, like this is so fun, like to be on this buoyant spring that's projecting me into the air.
And that energy return, I mean, for people that don't quite understand it, let's say the difference between a simple, like, you know, walking foot and switching to a running blade. I mean, what is the feedback that you get about that?
Yeah, they're like two separate things. I mean, it's you know, the walking foot, you're concentrating on kind of that heel to toe motion. When you first get on a running blade, you're like, oh, this is so weird. There's one point of contact. It's kind of this springy sensation. But then as you get used to it, and also as you understand like how this is interfacing with you, like, okay, I get it. And like, wow, this is fun.
Yeah. And don't you feel like these types of tools, these technologies, these things that are becoming more accessible for people, not only from a cost standpoint, but an ease of use standpoint, we all will get a little more active and start moving more.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, there's all these initiatives, you know, so kids can move became so people can move, or, you know, and now where running blades were always a luxury and were never covered by insurance, now there's these real initiatives, you know, to say, no, you know, this is not a luxury. You know, running equates to health, equates to fitness, equates to community, equates to, you know, good feelings, positive body images, all of those things.
Yeah.
So I love initiatives like this.
Yeah, and I, you know, personally, I find that the more opportunity I have to move, the better I do, the healthier I am physically, but also up here.
Totally.
You know, it's such a huge thing in the mind. I always say, like, you don't get there until you visualize, and you can't get there unless you have the right equipment. So this is David Rotter. He's my prosthetist. Look him up. He's in Joliet, Illinois. You know, I owe so much to you personally. And part of why we do this at the Amped Up to 11 podcast is because of people like you.
I appreciate that very much.
So thanks for being here today. Thanks.
Really appreciate the honor of being with you
awesome.
Guys. Take care.
Hey, everybody, it's Rick Bonkowski with the Amped Up 211 podcast. We are fortunate enough to have with us, sitting right next to me here, Mr. Sebastian Jensen. He is with Levitate Sport. We have been at this incredible event all day, which we so appreciate you allowing us to be here and witness some amazing stories taking shape, beginning, starting. I think the first thing I go to when I look at what I've witnessed today is the concept of accessibility. Mm-hmm. Accessibility in distribution, accessibility in retrofit, accessibility in price point. That seems to be sort of the X factor when it comes to what I'm witnessing with Levitate. Can you tell me a little bit more about that motivation for you guys as a company?
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you guys for coming. It's been a lot of fun to be here today.
Absolutely.
As it is with all of our other events as well. And just to give a little background with what we're doing right now is that we are traveling the U.S. with at least one event a month. And the idea is basically to get people out and try running blades, try something that is a recreational prosthetic, and as you mentioned, affordability and accessibility is important in that aspect. There's not a lot of people that have the access to it, that has the means to buy it themselves. Unfortunately, as it is now, there are being put initiatives in place, but if it's a running blade or a recreational prosthetic, it's unfortunately all out of pocket. And what we have been discovered is that it's a component thing. That's all it takes for amputees. And when you fit an amputee with a running blade, and you help them understand how to do it, they pick it up extremely quickly.
Yes.
And it's important to see. And we get a lot of people to come out. Friends, family, but also, you know, people in the industry, prosthetists, and those that come out all of a sudden understand that, you know, a candidate for a running blade is not, you know, the young, fit athlete. It can basically be for anyone. And we do say that with Levitate is that our running blades and our prosthetic active feet is for the 99% of the people that are not aiming for the Paralympics.
And you being a, you know, triathlete yourself, you speak to it in such a way where you have a deep knowledge of what it takes to become active. But I really appreciate what you're saying, because so often when we see, you know, the very fit Paralympic athlete with the running blade, we think, and I'm certainly in that camp, that's really not going to be me. I'm not going to be that type of amputee. And I think what Levitate is doing is you're normalizing that and saying, no, anyone can have this type of equipment and thrive in that space, to get more mobile, to be able to do things that they never thought possible. And for myself, witnessing new and older amputees trying running blades for the first time today in Chicago was just mind-blowing, because you see the looks on their face. And I'm sure for, you know, you're doing this, you know, nationwide tour, and when you go on Levitate's website, you can see, you know, what they're doing in many cities, not just Chicago, but many other cities. Please check it out. People are making these connections and realizing that there's huge potential with being able to obtain this type of equipment. And they may have thought this was an impossibility, or maybe, you know, just for the Olympic athlete, this is something that Levitate is normalizing for the community, and people are achieving great things. And I want to echo what you said as well, as far as the community feel. My prosthetist, David Rotter, I mean, it's kind of a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Was here today.
Yeah.
So, you know, my eyes lit up, his eyes lit up when he saw me.
Yeah.
You know, big hug. Oh my gosh, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
So we are a community.
Yeah. No, I mean, and just to touch point on David, you know, David, for many know David Rotter as a legend within, you know, running prosthetics.
Right.
And also kind of a guy from our perspective is someone that, you know, he knows a lot about it, and we want to do it right. We know that we are teaching people on, like, to do it, to be more interactive with their own prosthetic.
Yeah.
But David left here and he was really impressed with what he saw, and just how fast you can kind of motivate,
make those changes,
and people themselves just got up and running, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it really touched me to be part of this. I know we've been kind of throwing DMs at each other over the last year, just, you know, trying to see, you know, how we could make the podcast, you know, be somewhat, you know, part of what you're doing here, which I see as a movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. And I was so excited when you mentioned, hey, we're coming to Chicago.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I need to be here. I need to really see this firsthand. It's been fantastic. When I was doing some show prep on Levitate, the one thing that really, really touched me was everything that you've been doing with Ukraine. Wounded warriors of Ukraine, obtaining, you know, prosthetics and running blades to maintain their active lifestyles. Most of these soldiers once were athletes themselves and very fit, you know, very active people. And how did all of that particular dynamic, how did that come about with Levitate?
Yeah, well, Ukraine is, of course, a focus point for us. It lies close, you know, geographically to us in Denmark, where we are headquartered, but also kind of to our hearts and the people that work there. We have a strong sense that, you know, the underdogs are, you know, we have a strong heart for that. And well, basically, it's there's a lot of amputees there, and it happens really fast. And we are talking tens of thousands at the moment. And when we started to kind of get involved with anything, it was, you know, much lower than that. So everything has happened very fast. There's a bottleneck in Ukraine on getting prosthetics made, unfortunately. And some of the guys that do get prosthetics, well, they are getting back into the force in one way or the other. Getting the right equipment for those guys are extremely important. So we got an opportunity to get in, help some of the guys to get more active. They carry a lot of gear, and being able to move both fast and effectively have been important for them. But seeing what we see is have been brutal, but also very motivating. The people of Ukraine has an extremely strong spirit,
yes.
And they're doing it to to, for one, defend themselves. But an extension of that, they, in one way or the other, kind of defend a lot of what the same values that we stand for, where we are in the world, right? So it lies close to us. And
yeah. No, it's such a celebration of strength and resilience, and an inspiration for, you know, everyone, not just in the amputee community, but beyond that. How did you enjoy filming that commercial?
Which one?
The one where you're, it's, I think it was for the...
I've done a couple now.
Well, it's the one for the foot that has the deeper tread in
it. Oh, the gravel sole.
Yeah, the gravel sole. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
Oh, that was cool. So that was one of my first kind of encounters with Levitate in that regard.
Yeah.
Before I started with the company. We had so many things that aligned perfectly.
Okay.
And so we did that commercial. I had some feedback to the development of the sole. And we decided to do that one. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was a long couple of days.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You and I had spoken to each other a few times. And, of course, I had to research you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, that's Sebastian, like, in the commercial. Yeah. I thought, yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been viewed by a lot of people. And it's been on the site for a while and the website. So, yeah.
No, that's awesome. Talk a little bit about the product innovations that are happening right now with Levitate,
yeah,
because it seems like you guys are expanding quite a bit right now.
Yeah,
so let's talk about that just real briefly.
Yeah, so one thing is that we of course get the attention of more people, and the products that we have and developed already is increasing. And another thing is that we get a lot of requests of kind of, you know, gear within the same category of sports and activity. So we came out this summer with the Forever Foot.
Right.
And the Forever Foot was it started kind of as a foot that could still had the same kind of proportions and geometry as the blade. A lot of amputees that got the blade, you know, they just enjoyed the soft experience of being on the blade. And it missed the heel though. So the Forever Foot was about kind of combining the experience of being on a soft foot with energy return, but with more balance for everyday use.
Yeah.
And we got to a product that kind of was, you know, really good for other sports than just running. So it would be for soccer, it would be for tennis, or something like that as well. And just an overall great foot for everyday.
Right.
So with that, we're also moving into the more traditional ONP products. So that would be the foot can actually be reimbursed with insurance if you would need it for an everyday foot.
Right.
And then again in different sizes. So the blade is very much something that we focused on the end user when it comes to, you know, how to acquire it. It can also be through a prosthetist or in the traditional ways of getting equipment like that. But then again, the foot is very much also designed for the end user in mind.
But
we have the end user in mind.
The thing that really struck me when I was researching it was it would appear that you're sort of moving in this like whole system kind of direction where if you, and I'm saying even including the socket, because it was like, okay, I can pretty much outfit all of my needs within, you know, this umbrella of the spectrum of products. And it seemed really genius to me in that it was all kind of like interchangeable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, and I recommend you check out the socials, YouTube, Instagram, you know, please, because they do a very good job of sort of presenting it in a way that they sort of break it down in chunks and let you see kind of like how it all comes together as this sort of full little, I don't know, Levitate universe, let's call it, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we are very specific on the different products that we have. I mean, we're not a massive manufacturers that have hundreds and or thousands of you know, products, but we want to make everything match together or fit together. So the important thing is that, with that you're saying, is the quick change adapter.
Yep.
So the quick change adapter is what kind of combines all of our products as it is now. We designed a quick change adapter that had a low profile so that it takes away very little clearance, allow for a blade underneath it, but at the same time allows you to use different feet. And using different feet is important in the regard that you have one socket, and then you can swap between that and have multiple feet with that.
Yeah.
And again, it's a reimbursement issue. Everyone usually have a socket. That's also why we can make an event like this. Everybody already have their socket. But swapping the feet is kind of the issue. And if alignment is an issue for anyone, or you're not experienced with it, or don't feel comfortable with it, a quick change adapter is perfect.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what connects the feet to being able to swap it very easily without any issues.
Yeah.
And then going into the socket part is still very much experimental for us, but it's a direction where we kind of see that having one socket and multiple feet is that's kind of a great idea in our vision. But also 3D printing is something that comes out fast. How that is going to be effective in which direction, I mean, that's some of the things that we are touching based on right now.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. And I had a fantastic time getting to see your products in real time, in action. Thanks again. I so appreciate
you
allowing us to be here and to interview some of your attendees. This is Sebastian Jensen. I am Rick Bonkowski.
It's been a pleasure.
This is the Amped Up 211 podcast. I want to wish everyone health and happiness. We'll see you next time.